感谢你解锁我们的 VIP 超颜值美语系列。Thank you for unlocking our special series, 11 Elephants, and welcome to the first day of something new. 欢迎你开启了在提升英语旅途上的一个新篇章。We're gonna go to some places, perhaps you haven't been before. But like they say, to get to where you've never been before, you've got to do something you've never done before. 英文里有一句话是这样说的，如果你想达到你曾经没有达到过的目标，你就要做你曾经没有做过的事情。So together, we're gonna try a lot of new things. Thank you for your trust in advance. For years, I've been saying, 语言和发音是两门课程，两门学问，两门艺术和两门科学。英语口语的提升意味着生活品质的提升和一种思维与文化的拓展和转变，这是既艰难又复杂的过程。So, I'm not here to tell you that it's easy. I'm here to show you that with the right guide, you can have a breakthrough.首先，如果你想提高口语的话，不能够把口语仅仅当作一门外语来看待。超颜值口语的 foundation 地基是心理 psychology， 所以不关心这方面的话，搭建起来的任何房屋必定站不稳，总会有些歪歪扭扭。所以了解我们自己是我们一生中最重要，但是又是最容易被忽略的事情。尤其在东方的文化里，每当我们想到自己的时候，别人会说我们太自私。And so what happens when we move to the West?当我们到了西方的国家里，这种心理就让我们变得非常 vanilla， 非常 boring， 没有自己的 idea， 没有自己的主意，没有自己的主见，没有自己的个性。 And that is a very dangerous thing. So we're gonna look at ourselves together. Don't worry, I will guide you. And when it comes to teachers, we have to be picky about that too. 了解自己是一方面，那么老师必然是非常重要的一个角色。外语老师，东方也好，西方也罢，很少在发音上下真功夫，更少去了解声学，更罕见的是心理导师。如此长期的忽略了声学和心理，你的口语自然也必然是畸形的。 And so, this is where I come in. From the moment our original program started more than 3 years ago, I've been paying attention to where the trouble areas are when it comes to spoken English.And not surprisingly, the reasons some of us may struggle to speak English well are actually very common. And so I've distilled 66 tips and tricks on how to master your pronunciation into a system that I will share with you through this program. 在过去的这几年时间里，我一直在不断地了解以中文作为母语的朋友们在英语发音上的一些 trouble, 一些 struggles, 有太多的相似之处了。And so, 我整理出了66个发音秘诀，更系统化的帮大家在英语口语方面找到突破点。66个超颜值美语的发音秘诀，每周都会有一个秘诀隆重登场。为了帮助大家更好的掌握和练习每一个秘诀，我们也会送给订阅会员每堂课的 Guided Practice 练习指南。And why psychology, might you ask? 为什么在学语言的过程中心理学如此的重要呢？ Okay, let me ask you this. 你想一想看，当你小的时候，有哪个老师鼓励了你，又有哪位老师批评了你？这个鼓励你的老师，在这门课上，你的成绩是不是比你被批评的那节课要好的很多呢？ And then think about this. 还有就是， What do you love to do? 你最喜欢做的事情是什么呢？ What are you best at? 你最擅长什么？ And then ask yourself, How did you become so great at this?往往你最擅长做的事情和你最喜欢做的事情中间是没有冲突的。 And a common reason for that is because you have no psychological barriers. And so becoming good at that is sort of natural, expected. 因为在你做你很喜欢做的事情的时候，这条路上的障碍很少，或者说这条路上的障碍。 And we can apply the same principle on your spoken English journey. Ultimately, what we believe in shape who we are and shape who we become.So, I'm gonna tell you right now that we're gonna tackle some myths, some things that you may have believed for a long time, and we're gonna create some new beliefs, like your dreams can actually come true. So, definitely dream big, because once you can speak better, and after this program, you sure will, you're gonna have to dream bigger. Oftentimes I would hear, accents, you can't get rid of them after a certain age.通常我会听到有很多人说口音那过了一定的年龄这可就改不掉了。 But you know what I say? 在人类能登上月球的时代里，口音改不掉只是一个习惯了的借口。 Just watch the Olympics. Better yet, watch the Paralympics to see what human beings are capable of. Besides, 况且，在一个大家都接受甚至追求整容的时代里，为什么声音的颜值不被同样的重视呢？大多数不成功的人是因为他们放弃了目标，坚持不下去所选择的路。但是你有没有想过，不是你的目标不对，而是你所选择的路不对，你所跟的人不太对，走了很多冤枉路，绕了很多弯子。 And so I thank you for trusting me, because I come from a music background, and this program is built with a lot of psychology into the structure. And so I can pretty much guarantee, stay with us.And you will see and feel and hear the transformation, your transformation, in no time. 66个超颜值美语的发音秘诀，从概念上分为了六个篇章。And just to give you an overview, the 66 tips are organized into 6 chapters. Chapter 1, starting with you. 第一章以你为中心。Chapter 2, shattering myths and focusing on mindset.第二章，我们来更深度地了解一下心态。Chapter 3, Learning Sounds First. 第三章，从正确的声音开始。Chapter 4, Rewriting the Rules. 第四章，把传统的规矩重写。Chapter 5, Always Be Listening. 第五章，随时随地练听力。And Chapter 6, Unusual Teachers. 第六章，生活里的一些不寻常的英语老师。Where do we begin? 我们从哪里开始呢? Just look into the mirror, because we're starting with you. 当然要从你开始。It's about time that you come first, isn't it? We're also going to start with the test question.
当然还有一个问题。十一只大象用英语怎么说?
Don't overthink it, but it is a serious question.
这个问题的答案不必想太多,它绝对不是脑筋急转弯。Very plainly,十一只大象用英语怎么说？下期回来，我们一起来听一下这个问题的答案为什么重要，为什么我们从这儿开始。